I've been a member of 9 jillion different unions. We didn't have any big radio station or newspaper to tell our side of the story. We didn't have no judges. We didn't have no police force. But we had. I guess the first time I ever heard about a union, I wasn't any more than about 8 years old. And what I heard was the tale of the two rabbits. Seems there was a he rabbit and a she rabbit that a pack of hounds chased all over the countryside. Finally, these rabbits holed up inside a hollow log. Outside, those dogs was a howling. The he rabbit turned to the she rabbit and he said, well, what do we do now? The she rabbit, just give them a wink. She said, we stay here till we outnumber them. There once was a union maid, she never was so great. Said the goons and the geeks on the company things, and the deputy sheriffs who made the raid. Went to the union hall, when a meeting it was called. Then when the patron voice come round, he always stood her loud. I am Ken Scary, I'm sticking to the union. I'm sticking to the union. I'm sticking to the union. I am Ken Scary, I'm sticking to the union. I'm sticking to the union till the day I die. This union mate was wise, knew the tricks of a company spy. She couldn't be fooled by company rules, always organized the guy. Always got her wait, she took for higher pay. She'd show her cards to the National Guard, and this is what she'll say. I am Ken Scary, I'm sticking to the union. I'm sticking to the union. I'm sticking to the union. Oh, you can't scare me. I'm sticking to the union. I'm sticking to the union. To the day I die. Well, gals, if you want to be free, just take a tip from me. Then find yourself a union man and join the things of slavery. We've got a union heart, a union man, a happy life. We've got a union wife. I am Ken Scary, I'm sticking to the union. I'm sticking to the union. I'm sticking to the union. I am Ken Scary, I'm sticking to the union. I'm sticking to the union. To the day I die. Well, I wrote that song for these auxiliary because they asked me to. And when they heard the song, they say, well, Woody, that song is a nice song, but, you know, you only say ladies auxiliary one time in the whole song. Well, I grabbed my pencil when I wrote them this one. Well, the ladies auxiliary, it's a good auxiliary. It's the best auxiliary that you ever did see. If you need an auxiliary, see the ladies auxiliary. It's that lady. The last union I belonged to was the National Maritime Union. That was in World War II. I guess the maddest I've ever been in my whole life is when I shipped out on a troop ship of 3,000 men headed for France. Got out in the middle of the ocean, this big storm come up, that ship rocked and rolled, made a lot of us sick. We hadn't been across it before. After the storm passed, somebody turned on the radio. This song blabbered out over the loudspeaker, and the name of that song was Born to Be. It's that one hell of a goddamn song that shut down the throats of the United States Army on its way into a battle. I hate a song that makes you think you're born to lose. Bound to lose, no good for nothing, no good to nobody. But either you're too old or too young or too fat or too skinny, too ugly and too this and too that. Songs that run you down and poke fun at you. Kind of your bad luck, your hard traveling. I'm out to fight these songs till my last breath of air and my last drop of blood. I'm out to sing the songs that will prove to you that this is your world. No matter how much it's knocked you down, whether it's thrown you for a dozen loops, rolled over you, no matter what size you are, what shape, what color. I'm out to sing the songs that will make you take pride in yourself, take pride in your work. I was walking on the highway, I saw above me, and in the skyway, I saw below me, the golden valley. This land was made to ramble, this land is your land, this land is
On the other side, it's